This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into your head, Tuesday, December the 26th. This is the DJV experience, moving along into the world of anticipation. Next year is upon us, and that's pretty much what you'll hear everybody talking about. If you can find anybody who's live on the radio, an actual real host, bona fide real radio person, there are very few of them around this week, but we're here. Hello. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer, I'm not sure what it is with Jennifer today. I had the pleasure of spending Christmas Eve at her house with her father and a bunch of other people. As a matter of fact, I saw some things going back and forth, Victoria, between you and Jennifer. You were making fun of me because I wasn't singing with the rest of the crowd.
The one time people actually invite you to sing.
Yes. Well, I was busy having a conversation, an adult's conversation, which I don't have too often. It's a present company, exclusive, All right, so what do we have that's trending that's hot? I hope that you're not going to include in that this palaver about Donald Trump has to have no state dinners this year. Who cares? The news media is trying to make something out of nothing. Let's come up with something that's interesting, intriguing, and that's probably not one of the trending things anyway.
No, it's not. There's actually, it's all sports. Last night was a big night for football, so Derek Carr is trending, and of course some Eagles stuff is trending, Fly Eagles Fly, and if you're not into sports, then the only other thing trending right now is Boxing Day, which I know it exists, but I don't know what it is.
Boxer Day is the Boxer Rebellion in England. Reality in it was kind of like what happened. Guy Fawkes Day is the November 5th celebration they have every year in England. And Boxer Day celebrates or sort of remembers. I don't know if celebrate is the right way to put it, but it certainly reflects on the history of England and the history of the empire and how South Africa plays into it. It's really a very interesting introspective, ladies and gentlemen, into the world that we used to know, the world that we used to live in, the world that was embraced by the power structure that was rather than the power structure that is. Boxer Day is all about rebelling from the old style, the old way of controlling people. The British Empire, which was among the most bloodthirsty in the history of the planet in terms of how it took over and made much of the world like it, or that was the desire anyway. And we think of them now in gracious terms, but I think if we were alive 300, 400, 500 years ago, we wouldn't think of them in such gracious terms. And that brings me around to thinking about, I saw the first couple of episodes of The Crown on Netflix the other night. And it was really an interesting thing to compare that and the way that John Lithgow plays Winston Churchill versus the way Gary Oldman plays Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. I saw four movies this weekend. Wow. You know how much I love to go to the movies. So every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday, I went to the movies. And of the four, I would say this is my recommendation to people who have not gone to the movies. I was at one of the Arclight theaters, the one in Hollywood, yesterday, and it was jammed. My God. I went in. It wasn't so hard to get in, but when I was leaving to go have dinner with my son, it was about 5 o'clock, and it took me 15 minutes to get out of the theater. because the people, the lines were everywhere. My God, it was amazing. So anyway, the four pictures that I saw, and I'd be interested to compare this to whatever any of you have, either of you have experienced. I saw not necessarily, this is the order in which I saw them. That Owen Wilson movie father figure.
Oh boy.
And then I saw, let's see, the second one in order was Darkest Hour. And then I'm writing these down myself because I'm trying to remember in what order I saw them. Then I saw The Greatest Showman. And I saw The Post. Actually, I saw five movies. And I saw the All the Money in the World. So I actually saw, I've forgotten that about the other one.
Looks like you did the entire Oscars in one weekend.
Well, I will tell you, the best one of them all is The Post. It's a fabulous, I am hot and cold, especially on Meryl Streep, now that it looks like she may have been an enabler because she knew what was going on. You know, she has this, it's almost like Oprah-esque, there's a Meryl Streep quality, and everybody bows down to Meryl Streep. But apparently she knew what was going on with Weinstein and told nobody. And
that's, see, that's a rumor. I from everything I've read from her, that's not true. That's somebody who's out trying to smear her. And the thing is, it does is take attention away from the real victims and the real culprit.
I don't
the real
know
culprit.
What to believe.
But you know what? It doesn't even matter. Even if she did know, Harvey Weinstein is still the bad guy, and that drives me
about
crazy.
That. Yeah, well, but there are
someone's
those
trying to who, go. You know, she's been very anti-Trump and very political. So there are a lot of conspiracy theorists that this is a politically charged movement against Meryl that she knew.
She brings some of it on herself with the way she approaches the situation, the political situation that you were talking about. And so, yeah, there are bound to be people who are going to respond in some way, shape, or form. I don't know which side is right, and I don't know what to believe, and I don't know that I really care, because the bad guy has been identified, and so let's move on. Anyway, so, but for the purposes of this conversation, The Post was by far number one. Let's see. Number two, I would say, would be a toss-up between Darkest Hour and All the Money in the World. Number three, The Greatest Showman, which is basically a musical. You know, I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's mm-hmm. what it is. And the worst
one.
It's
the same people who did the music for La La Land.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know that.
It's the same two guys.
Really? And Michelle Williams is very likable in that movie. She's not so likable in All the Money in the World, but that's not, I think she's playing, she's a good actress, and mm-hmm. she's playing the role.
How was Hugh Jackman? Because I love him.
He was very, I don't think I've ever seen him in a movie before. I haven't been, well, that's not true. I saw him in some sort of cowboy-esque movie with the high forehead in Australia. Keith Urban.
Nicole Kidman.
Wow.
Well, that's close enough, Carrie. You understood who I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, he was good. He was very likable. I sort of like movies that either have a story or have characters that are likable. And in this world that we live in, there is so much that you want to look for. There's so much you want to hope for. I was hoping, I knew that because Owen Wilson was a father figure, the only thing I wanted to see was actually Glenn Close, who I quite like, and Y.A. Tittle, or not Y.A. Tittle, but Terry Bradshaw, and some of the other Bing names I find to be a likable character. It was just the typical Owen Wilson bunkum. His characters. The only thing he's ever acted in that was any good was the story he was in with Gene Hackman about 20 years ago of the bomber in the war in Bosnia. The plane got shot down. Now, he actually had to act there. But the rest of the stuff he's been, he just plays himself, and it's just annoying. So why did I go? I went to kind of see the rest of the pieces of the pie. Darkest Hour is a fabulous, fabulous story. It is a rehash of the old Winston Churchill being the prime minister. But there's something about it that is, because there's no, it isn't dependent on war. It isn't bombing and planes. It's the story and it's people. And that's what's so fabulous about it, I think, anyway.
Well, how is Gary Oldman's Churchill compared to John Lithgow?
I think they're actually both great. And I don't know that there is anything I can say about them other than they were both
great. You don't have a favorite?
Great. Oldman, well, probably a little Lithgow, maybe a little more than Oldman, because Lithgow seems to more be comfortable in the role. Oldman mm-hmm. seems to be working at it, but Oldman, I'm used to Oldman as a bad guy or as Commissioner Gordon or, you know, something like that. Rather
right.
than him playing Winston Churchill. But it shows that he has a very broad ability to get into a character. And I'd say Lithgow, wasn't it you that saw Lithgow last Thursday night in
yeah,
his one-man show in New York?
Yep, and then Kara yeah. saw him in the same show on Friday night.
Oh, and so how did
it's
you
in
both
previews.
Think? What did you both think?
I think that they need to cut the time down a bit, but he tells two stories, it's two acts, and so the first story, I think Karen and I agreed, was a little bit slow. The second story, I've never laughed so hard at a comedy show. It was phenomenal. He plays five different characters, and it's everything that you want John Lithgow to be. So I think it's if you can hang out through the first act, hopefully they'll shorten it before it goes to regular Broadway, but I think it's so worth it to see him. He just commands a stage, and you're just captivated by his storytelling.
Karen, do you agree?
Yeah, that was a good description of it. And I think that was kind of the most impressive part is just how, like, it's one guy on a stage the whole time. And the fact that, like, the audience was pretty in tune with him and, like, laughing a lot. They were very interactive in my show. The fact that he's able to control that is amazing.
Well, it just shows that we really have some great actors in our midst, frankly.
Michelle talks about Williams, being from Massachusetts, too.
He
I don't
is
know if
from
you
Massachusetts.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's from the North Shore, but I don't know that for sure.
I forget the name of the town he said he's from.
He was right from outside of Amherst.
Yeah, that may
I
be.
I thought
that
it was more on the shoreline, mm-hmm. though.
Well,
I don't remember.
It's probably easily discernible in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So that's good. So there are a lot of people who are off this week. This is the second most vacationed week of the year after the 4th of July. So a lot of people are going to want to go see these movies. If my opinions mean anything to you and you have a choice to make between one or two of them, I would make sure to see The Post, although that'll be around for a while. And that, by the way, was put together. You know, my son's sort of in this business and he has a lot of friends. I learned that he and Dev Patel are great friends, and I didn't know that until we were talking about something. He doesn't go around saying, these people are my friends, but they all work at the people that are in this circle that are all his age all work out at the same gym, and so they all become friends. And this fellow is apparently a wonderfully sweet guy
he
who doesn't
like
understand
it.
Why people treat him as a celebrity.
can I get a membership
sweet.
To this gym?
Yeah,
yeah right.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a gym in Hollywood called Easton. So anyway, so The Post, what we were talking about last night at dinner was how quickly they put The Post together and all the money in the world. Do you know, because when was Spacey booted out? It was only like 2 months ago, right? Two and a half months ago?
Mm-hmm.
So they brought in Christopher Plummer, and they reshot just the scenes that he was in. This shows you the fabulous state of technology. They just edited frame by frame, Spacey out and Plummer in. So they didn't really have to do the whole movie. And this is a large player in the film. And so they take the only things they had to bring Michelle Williams back in to play some of the things where they were together. And many of those scenes are by themselves with him only, so they worked it over. But the fact that they could do it, Brendan said the only reason they got it done is because this is a slow time of year. All the production stuff gets done because the Oscars, they try to get all the movies done by the first part of the fall. And so there aren't a lot of things being done at this time of year from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And so they ran those things in. They had every facility in Hollywood. It was all over this is a company town. So everybody was talking about the fact that most of the production houses were involved in one way or another of splicing, basically pulling Spacey out of the various circumstances and putting Christopher Plummer in. Pretty cool. 21 after the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sounds like Maroon 5 to me. Jordan Feldstein, who was Jonah Hill's brother. Jonah Hill, the actor's brother, longtime manager of Maroon 5, died at the age of 40 over the weekend. Had a very serious heart attack. He called 911 for shortness of breath, but by the time the paramedics arrived, he'd gone into cardiac arrest, and he passed away shortly after that. His sister, Beanie, is an actress currently starring in Lady Bird. Feldstein survived by two children, credited with guiding Maroon 5 through the band's success. He and Adam Levine were friends when they were kids. He was previously married to Francesca Eastwood, the daughter of Clint Eastwood. The coroner's office here in L.A. conducting tests to find out if his death is related to ingesting some sort of substance or substances. So I don't know, and I'm not going to speculate.
Sad.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who were speculating that he had a big habit. So what is there about this field, these people that work in this area, that they find drugs so attractive?
I don't know.
More so,
I guess,
in this
easily accessible and exhaustion from just touring or being on the road, stress. I don't know. I always wonder the same thing.
Yeah, I don't get it, frankly. They have all the reason in the world to want their successful careers. It's like they're self-destructive. Whether they become self-absorbed, and does that lead to being self-destructive? But here's a guy who's got a couple of children. He's got a great career, helped a lot of people along the way, and he just blows it, literally and figuratively. So that's too bad. What a shame. All right, so we go from death to birth. All right, let's do some. We'll have the counter to somebody dying by welcoming in somebody from Georgia, the Florida-Georgia Line group. Tyler Hubbard and his wife Haley have welcomed a baby girl over the weekend. It was the first child for them. He confirmed the news in an Instagram post on Christmas Eve, quote, "I had no idea my wife was pregnant." No, he didn't. had no idea I could love somebody as much as I have. You know, that's the thing. I was thinking about this over the, this is the time of year when lots and lots of people give lots of time to the things they love and the people that they love. And that's a fabulous thing for you to occupy your time with. Think about the people who are in your life that you love. And I was thinking about my my daughter's birthday is tomorrow, and my grandson's birthday was the 22nd, the last Friday. So that was one of the, it's an all celebration. It's two birthdays and Christmas and that sort of stuff. And thinking about the things in life I can pinpoint. This may be a good exercise, actually, for all of us. Think about the things, the top three or four things in your life that have meant the most to you. When were you the happiest in your life? And I will tell you, two of the three times in my life when I was the happiest were when Brendan and Megan were born. I remember, and I'll probably have this conversation because the birthday's tomorrow, and I shouldn't probably get lost in it today. But it's something that you can, and I look forward with great anticipation, Victoria, when you have a baby, and Kara, when you have a baby. Not, there's no pressure. It's not like, I'm not like your mother. I don't see, from what you say about your mother, she's not going to be hanging around. When are you going to have a baby? I want a granddaughter. But there are a lot of mothers who are like that.
Yeah.
They put a lot of pressure on their children to have babies. But anyway, this fellow, Tyler Hubbard, posted, I had no idea I could love somebody as much as I love Haley Hubbard. But last night God gave us Olivia Rose and melted our hearts. He captured a photo of it, showed him kissing his wife on the head as she cradled their newborn. Quote, we love this girl more than words can describe. It hasn't even been 24 hours yet. And that's the feeling that you get, really is. 28 past the hour.
Chase your dreams. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A hunter once took his dog out to find a rabbit. His dog found and chased the rabbit, but had no success in catching it. The hunter scolded his dog and said, "How could you be so big but let a little creature like that get away from you?" And the dog replied, "I was just running for my supper, but the rabbit was running for his life." And that's how it is with dreams, I think. Most people go after them as though they're their supper, when, in fact, we all need to pursue our dreams as if our lives depended on it. When we chase our dreams as though our lives depend on it, we will be much more likely to achieve them. For help with motivation for your dreams, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
After the hour now, this is the DJV show for Tuesday, the 26th of December. It'll feel like a Monday. It may feel like a no day because some of you are, you know, how they have snow days. Well, today's a no day. I don't have this no to doing anything. I don't want to do anything. Well, you've spent the last two or three days eating. I had so much to eat, and I bet you did too. Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. So what kind of eats did you have that were distracting, distressing, or were they just wonderful?
Everything was too good. I definitely feel, though, like from last Thursday night, which started for us in the city with the John Lithgow show, and then Friday night we hung out with Kara, which was wonderful. I got to meet Kara for the first time in person.
That's sweet.
And then we saw, yeah, we went to the Rockefeller
Center
Christmas tree.
We always marvel at that, how we all work together. How we're together, it's like we're in the same room. We are. We're in a virtual room. I was explaining this to somebody the other night.
at one of the parties that I was at. I was explaining how this all worked. Well, you're all in the same studio, right?
No.
Victoria's in New York. Kara's in Washington. I'm in Boston or Los Angeles. I happen to be in Los Angeles this week. And Jennifer's in Los Angeles, but we're never in the same studio. I happen to be in the studios of CRN, which is the company that Jennifer and her dad run, but she's not here. Well, even if she were here, she wouldn't be here. So anyway, it's
right.
Kind of a
we're all connected
thing.
In,
yeah.
in weird
then,
ways.
So when you meet somebody, Kara and Victoria, well, we've all been working together for, I think, Victoria's the newest member of the group, a year and a half or more, maybe a year and 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was April. Wasn't it April when you started?
Yeah.
Seems
mm-hmm.
to me. Yeah. So,
yeah, end of March, early April. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we, you know, you kind of get together and you feel like there's a comfort level there that isn't what you would experience if you just met somebody for the first time.
Yeah, it was fun. Right. And Louis, Victoria's husband, was there. And he was, at some point, we were at a bar and he started yawning and Victoria was kind of making fun of him. And then we looked at the clock and realized it was 1:15 in the morning. So
yeah.
there was a reason why he was a little sleepy.
So you were yabbing that long, eh?
Oh, yeah. Nice. We could have gone another hour.
Anyway. Well, so it's fun to be able to share things. That's part of the holiday thing, is to share. That sort of thing. I want to share a hello from the perspective of folks who are listening for the first time for the Prescott Flagstaff area of Arizona. 97.1, the Big Talker, is with us this week, first full week. And after we're on the air there at 7 Mountain Time, Glenn Beck comes on, and then Rush and Sean, the usual order of things, Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, Coast to Coast AM. I actually was listening to Coast on my way to the studio this morning. Nori always has, you know, you tease me about my UFO interest and the things that are out of this world, but there's always something there that stimulates me to thinking more, and I don't get to hear them often because normally I'm not driving when I go to the studio. But when I'm here, I drive to get to the studio, and it's about a half-hour ride. So I'm listening to Nori and this fellow talking about the different sorts of energy that the world has in it and how silly it is for people. You know, there's this, after that announcement was made last week or the week before about UFOs and how the government's been studying UFOs, and you've teased me about that because I am very interested in it, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it goes further than just being interested in UFOs. I think, and this fellow was addressing this, how many people are understanding that intelligent people who are opposed to, for whatever the reason, the outreach that we have, that's basically what it is, discovery of what's in the rest of this solar system, what's in the rest of this galaxy, what's in the rest of this universe. But it's man's curiosity that has gotten us to where we are now. We wouldn't have... I'm looking at this studio that I'm in and the electronics that are here and all of the technology that wouldn't have been available if people weren't curious, right? If they didn't want to kind of figure out from the littlest beginnings, people discovering that there was electricity and how to harness it, and then what you can use it for, and then our brains being the computers that they are, what they develop, and it's just a fascinating thing to see if we can develop those sorts of things, or if we can understand those sorts of things, or if those things are here on this planet for us to discover, what is there outside of this planet, outside of the world that we know? And that stimulates me, because I always want to keep growing and learning and experiencing things, and that's what this offers. So we had the whole circumstance this weekend here in Los Angeles. There was a launch of the SpaceX rocket, which was carrying some satellites from Vandenberg Air Force Base up into the heavens, as it were. And so on Friday night, my God, you'd have thought we were being attacked by UFOs. It's caused because of the report that came out in the last week or 10 days about the government studying UFOs. Now people's interest has peaked, and maybe there's a little bit of fear associated with it. I think a lot of folks along the West Coast who were looking into the sky saw this thing, which changed. It almost looked like it was changing its structure, its look. And so it was great for those of you who believe in science fiction or Star Trek or Star Wars or whatever it is. But it was the SpaceX. A group of satellites were being brought up into Earth orbit. Vandenberg Air Force Base is in Central California from where I am It's out in the desert, a couple of hundred miles. And so nobody had been told this thing was going to take place. So the social media, as you can imagine, people mm-hmm. taking pictures of it. What's
nuts.
Going on? And then Elon Musk, who runs SpaceX, was sort of teasing people. He tweeted, nuclear alien UFO from North Korea. Can you imagine what that did? But the exhaust coming out of the rocket, the coldness of the air. If you've ever, when you look and you see these sky trails in the sky, clear blue sky up in the cold, some people think it's chemicals, and there is something to that. I believe there's something to stuff that comes out of some of the exhaust. They put it in the fuel that goes in the planes, but it's hard to prove all of that. But anyway, this is a very important, this is a milestone, because what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling is the commercial side of space exploration being brought in to help the government. That's, you know, and there are a lot of people that have private sector satellites that want to go up, and they used to have to use the government. They used to have to use NASA to get them up, and now they don't have to anymore. But they, you know, they'll hire Vandenberg or they'll hire Kennedy and pay them to, because you know, that's where all the source material is. Why not use what's there? They're going to set up these bases, cost billions and billions and billions of dollars to use, and so they might as well use what's already here. So it's kind of cool. Anyway, and lots of people were talking about it. Anyway, so I'm back to, sorry for the distraction, but I was thinking about what the impact of Coast to Coast is and what people hear on that and what you can learn from listening to it. Just a broadening of the mind. It really is. Art Bell was a pioneer. He really was. And he's a little cuckoo, but that's the kind of people that are going to be interested in this. You know, Victoria would be happy to tell you that I'm cuckoo. Whether I am or not in the... I'm not a conventional thinker. And I think the more you think outside of the box, the more you can understand how these things can happen. So, anyway, a welcome. I wanted to greet the folks who are listening on 97.1 in the Flagstaff, Prescott area. Flagstaff is an interesting place. The economy there is based on lumber and railroad, ranching, that sort of thing when it got started. It's an important distribution hub now, and home to Lowell Observatory, U.S. Naval Observatory, U.S. Geological Survey, Flagstaff Station. Also, Northern Arizona University is there. Pretty close to the Grand Canyon. Those of you who love the national parks, the Grand Canyon is there, 75 miles north of Flagstaff. It's a popular tourist destination, has been for a couple of hundred years. And one of the things that I love about Flagstaff is that Route 66 passes right through the city. If you're driving from Albuquerque to Barstow in California, and you're not in a hurry, take Route 66. You go right through this area. And the annual is in September every year. They have Route 66 days, which highlight its connection to the highway. It's one of those great iconoclastic American experiences that you all ought to have. Anybody who's got, especially got a family, this is a great place. And a lot of movies were filmed around here in the 40s and 50s. Hundreds of westerns were filmed in Sedona and Oak Creek Canyon. The Hotel Monte Vista in Flagstaff hosted many film stars during that era. Jane Russell, Gary Cooper, Spencer Tracy, John Wayne, Bing Crosby. A scene from the movie Casablanca was actually filmed in one of the rooms in the hotel. So it's a great place, very stimulating place, and we're happy to have you along. Thank you very much. Help yourself to connecting to us. You can do it on Twitter, at DJV Show. You can reach Victoria at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, at Doug Stephan, Stephan, or email to me, doug@dougstephan.com. So that's the story of what's going on in Flagstaff. It's one of, the last time I drove through Flagstaff, it was a snowstorm. And it's a little, I don't want to say New England-y, but the topography there is very hilly, and there are lots and lots of evergreens along the highway. And for some reason or other, I went through there in a snowstorm. And I thought, you know, Arizona, everybody thinks of Arizona in terms of southern Arizona, like Tucson. Right, and this is northern Arizona is like very much different. Arizona is an interesting state, a lot of dichotomy there. So thank you. for being here, and don't be strangers. Connect with us anytime in any way that you'd like to. The idea of this program is to connect with you on issues of the day that are not political in nature, issues that we all kind of wrap ourselves around, things that we all experience, hopefully, and lots of fun as you get used to the three ladies taking advantage of me and my humbleness.
45.
Past the hour. And I will tell you, Victoria is under the weather today. God love her for being here, because Jennifer couldn't be. So we'll prompt you up with some sort of, let's see, what can I send to you? What sort of psychic connection?
Some sort of magic potion.
Yes, magic. That's what we'll do. Meanwhile, well, actually, are you taking the Krill Omega 50? That was sent, I think, to you. That's not something that will keep you from getting a sore throat, but what it will do is give you energy. That's what the CoQ10 part of this is. Listen up. For those of you who are on the, it'll be the subject of every radio program and every television talk show. New Year's resolutions. What are you going to do? And most everybody will tell you that they want to improve their health and their well-being. So if you want to make that come true, may I suggest that you go online to, well, actually, you know what? There is an online potion here, purityproducts.com. But if you call 800-355-1493, you can line yourself up with a free bottle. I was actually watching, I don't know why I was up, where the heck was I that I was awake, watching a bunch of infomercials, one of the last few nights. I don't even know where the heck I'm. Oh, it was in a hotel. I stayed in a hotel one night. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and so I was watching these infomercials. I couldn't believe, I mean, I'm not a middle-of-the-night person, although it seems like it when I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to come to the studio here on the West Coast. But all the stuff that there is, and I saw a lot of things about Purity Products, a lot of various things. These people have been around for a long time, and they're responsible for some of the greatest things supplementally in our country. So take it from me. This pill, this combination of krill oil and fish oil that's in Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is a fabulous way for you to make a big difference in your life. So if you're shooting for something that will be very special in the new year, something that will help you out, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, highly innovated. It's the company put together a combo of fish oil and krill oil designed for people who like to lead active lives, want to be healthy. A superior quality krill oil, which targets your joints, the aches and pains you have from maybe getting arthritis, as you, if you've been a sports person, you get a lot of injuries here and there. That's where this will help you. And then there's concentrated omega-3 fish oil that has, along with coenzyme, the CoQ10, supports your cardiovascular system, your heart, your brain, your muscles, all your organs. So advanced nutritional support for all kinds of things. Your skin will look better. Your eye health is better. All of these things are part of the benefits of having both these things together. Krill and fish oil together. Krill Omega 50 Plus. Get a free bottle now by dialing 800-355-1493. New listeners, listen up. 800-355-1493. You pay a little bit of shipping and that's it. Free right now. 800-355-1493.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
It's too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About 53 past the hour, our Tech Talk segment brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. We have some interesting news concerning Oprah Winfrey and what she's experienced in terms of technology. And then there's we can pick out of the hat. Is it Amazon today? Is it Google? Is it Microsoft? Well, today the grab bag will go to Amazon. And I wonder how they did with their deliveries. We'll find out in a manner of speaking in a moment. First, though, for those of you who are planning on finding a new job, or for the people running businesses that are looking for new hires, have you found the benefits yet of using ZipRecruiter? ZipRecruiter is so different from any of the other hiring options that may be online. So if you're hiring and you want to make sure, obviously, you get the best hire you can for your business, especially if you own it, but anybody in a responsible position is going to do nothing except try to find the best person for the job. So you post your job on one of these sites, and bingo, you've got a few people here and there, but it's not like ZipRecruiter, because with ZipRecruiter, you post your job to all of the leading job boards, every one of them with just one click from you. You can rest easy knowing your job is being seen, the options, the possibilities, by all kinds of candidates from all around the country, in fact, all around the world. The ZipRecruiter smart matching technology actively notifies qualified candidates about your job that you got in your company within just a few minutes of posting, so you'll get the best matches very quickly. It'll find them and bring them to you. Get a head start on the interview process by getting some of the information that you're looking for from the people. This will help you identify the most qualified candidates because of the questions that they ask. Saves you lots of time and money. By the way, speaking of money, use ZipRecruiter free by logging on to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's the way to use ZipRecruiter the first time to find these qualified candidates without cost to you. Try it, and you'll like it, and you'll use it, and you'll find it to be a very helpful tool. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so, Victoria, what's Oprah doing that has attracted the attention of technologists?
Well, unfortunately, there is a scam involving Oprah and her Instagram account, and so over the weekend she was alerted to this and was very concerned that, you know, around the holidays there's lots of giveaways online and contests and things like that, and so she made an Instagram video to warn her followers about an imposter pretending to be her. She said, "Hi everybody, I just want to let you know that somebody out there is trying to scam you using my name and my avatar on social media, asking for money if you sign up for an own," which is Oprah Winfrey Network, "if you sign up for an own account on Instagram." And she said, "It's a total fraud. Don't believe it. Don't give up any of your bank account or personal information to anybody posing as me or anyone else for that matter." And she said, "You own and anything when you follow us, they will never ask you for personal information, especially with banking." And so, unfortunately, they used Oprah's verified Twitter account, so they must have hacked into her Twitter account to make it look really legit. And so Oprah, of course, was, you know, concerned about this. Anybody would be concerned with their followers handing over money for something they think is that they're going to get, and it's just a scam. So always make sure, be skeptical of anything that asks you for money or your personal information. Never give up your social security number. Never give up any of your banking information.
Don't use bank numbers. Never use bank. Never pay for anything unless you're sure it's a secured. There are so many of these places. Bad enough when you sign up for them, unless you read the fine print, you're going to be charged $50 a month for whatever it is until forever, until you cancel the thing. But there are lots of people that are getting into folks' bank accounts with this.
Yep.
And you can be very vulnerable. Speaking of that vulnerability to people that you don't want to be connected to, there's a flaw in the Amazon delivery technology. What is that doing for people?
Well, Amazon Key is a new service from Amazon. It enables delivery people to unlock your door and deliver your packages inside your house. However, hackers have figured out a loophole in the system, and that can allow the delivery person full access to your house without you even knowing it. Amazon knows about the flaw. They say they've issued a few software updates, but cybersecurity experts say it's not enough. The vulnerability is still there. The interesting thing about Amazon Key is that if your home security system is activated, Amazon Key won't work. So Amazon Key tells you need to deactivate your home alarm in order to use Amazon Key. So you're doubly vulnerable. And so you've got people who can be in your house and you have no security system that's activated at the same time. So it's not great news for Amazon Key. Go with Vivint. Those are our friends anyway. So use them instead.
Yeah. Vivint technology is much better. I was amazed at how many ads there were in the last week or so for this kind of doorbell sort of security, it's called. 59 past the hour, DJV.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.